And the next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Christian Butler. The Scarlet Knights are 28-23 on the season and wrapped up Big Ten play with an 11-12 record, having clinched their first winning season since 2015. Rutgers enters the Big Ten tournament as the number 6 seed, its highest since joining the Big Ten, and will face 11 seed Purdue in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 7 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, good morning and thanks for joining us. If you could, open up with a quick statement, and then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for your time. No, we're very excited. You know, the goal from the beginning when I took the job was to make the Big Ten tournament. These seniors, I believe, went as freshmen, but haven't been back since. And, you know, you could just tell there was a little bit of a complacency, a little stagnant in the program. And right from day one in the fall, you know, that was our goal, was to make it to the Big Ten tournament to get 30 wins. And, you know, we passed one, which is making it to the tournament, and then we're right on the edge of getting a 30-win season. So the team is excited. You know, we're very excited about where we finish, you know, finishing the highest Rutgers has ever finished in the Big Ten. And so just couldn't be more proud of this team and you know, them setting goals for themselves and succeeding.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take some questions from our media members on the phone.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLakesPost.com.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Wanted to ask you about when you took this job, coming from Toledo and now going to a Big Ten program like Rutgers. What made you take that challenge?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think, you know, the Big Ten speaks for itself, and, you know, not only its academic, you know, how the standards there, but also just the competitive prowess of the Big Ten. And from there, you know, when I took over the Toledo job, it was a kind of a rebuilding situation. And, you know, and I knew that was going to be the task here at Rutgers, but the ability to do it on a national level and at a higher level was a great draw for me. And then, you know, just coming on my visit, seeing campus, seeing what Rutgers and the Big Ten was all about, meeting with Pat Hobbs, our athletic director, and Sarah Baumgartner, our associate athletic director and our sport administrator, just really drew me in. Their enthusiasm, their spirit, you know, their desire for this program to grow, and knowing what it can be, just really, you know, sold me on wanting to be here.
Your next question is from Jennifer Ritter, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey,
real quick question. You had mentioned kind of the complacency jumping into the program, and you started day one in the fall knowing you had to rebuild. What was kind of the message you gave to them? Obviously, you know, complacency is hard to come by, and you guys have made a huge jump. So I'm kind of interested to find out what it was that you told them from the start.
Sure. You know, I said, we're going to be, you know, listen, we're at the bottom of the Big Ten. So, you know, what is it going to take to get there? And, you know, we just talked about being a blue collar team. We got to work harder. We got to, you know, we started amping up what we're doing in the weight room. We started lifting 3 days a week in the weight room. We conditioned at 6 a.m. 3 days as well this fall. We just got after it. We worked hard. And, you know, and it was tough. You know, it was something different than what they're used to. But we really just really talked about that we're going to work harder. We're going to dive for every ball. We're going to run through first base no matter what. We're going to do those types of things. We're going to talk. We're going to communicate and just really just hitting hard, you know, the intangibles. You know what? There may or may not be every piece of the puzzle that we need to compete at the top. Talent-wise, but you know what? There's no team that's going to work harder than us. There's no team that is going to do the little things better than us. And so that's one thing that I think that we've really taken pride in. And we just work hard. And, you know, 1 through 9, you know, gives us, or I should say 1 through 18 on the squad, just really gives us everything. We've had some big-time players really just buy into their roles this year. You know, our pitching staff, you know, as I know y'all can tell by the numbers, are dominated by two pitchers. And our other two pitchers have just done a phenomenal job. They throw to us BP every day. And then, honestly, they've become two of our top pinch runners, is two of our pitchers. And so, you know, they've just really bought into it, and they've actually won us a couple of games here down in the stretch. And So I think that's key, just the working hard, buying into your roles, and they've done a great job.
We've got time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Katie Winger, obviously you were a catcher in college, power-hitting catcher. How impressed are you with how she's kind of jumped into the college game, obviously leading the Big Ten home runs and also handling a pitching staff?
Oh, she's just done phenomenal. You know, you can't I think she's caught all but maybe one game for us all year. So, you know, all 51 games she's been, you know, behind the plate for us. She's, you know, been in the top of the order all year. You know, I say this day in, day out. She's a cage rat. You know, she's the one, you know, she really deserves what she's getting. She's in there late at night hitting, coming in, working hard, constantly trying to talk to me to become a better catcher, to become a better hitter. And, you know, and she's fearless. And I think that's the biggest thing you can just say for her. She's humble and she's fearless. And, you know, situations, she thrives in big-time situations. She's not, you know, she's the one you want at the plate. And it's kind of fun because as a freshman, sometimes you get overwhelmed, and she just takes moment by moment. She does a great job, and we're just so proud of her.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Bloomington later this week.
Thanks, you, everybody. I appreciate it.